It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. Your health today is all about your teeth. In a moment, we'll look at a way to treat cavities without a drill.
First, we'll report on a trend in braces. Instead of waiting until middle school or later, some kids now get them at age 7 or 8. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more.
Walk the halls of my kids' elementary school, and you'll spot lots of little metal mouths. So I wasn't shocked when our family dentist referred my boys to an orthodontist, who told us 3 things. A, braces are in our future. B, we might need to get expanders first. And C, we should begin treatment immediately. To which I said, really? When I was growing up, we didn't get braces until our adult teeth were in. Doesn't this strategy still make some sense? I tracked down a professor of orthodontics at the University of Maryland, Dr. Robert Williams. He's been in practice for 35 years, and he says despite the trend to get started early, in many cases it still does make sense to wait.
A number of studies have shown that for some very common problems, you're better off waiting until most of the, if not all the permanent teeth have come in first before treatment is started.
Common problems that fall into this category are things such as overjets, that's when teeth protrude or stick out, or crooked teeth that just need straightening. Williams says the advantage of waiting is that kids will likely spend less time in treatment, and parents will likely end up footing a smaller bill.
You kind of want to get the most bang for the least number of bucks, so deferring some problems until they have all the permanent teeth in is sometimes better for everybody.
As he makes rounds at the university's orthodontic clinic, he sees a few teens who have deferred treatment until now. But this morning, he also sees 9-year-old Rachel Bateman, who's already in braces.
This young lady came in with the type of problem that we pretty much always treat early.
She's got a crossbite. That's when upper teeth bite down on the inside of the lower teeth, which, untreated, could lead to functional problems like damaging the gum tissue. To treat this problem, Williams opted to extract a few baby teeth to alleviate the crowding that was pushing her teeth out of alignment, then put braces on.
Put your head down for a second. Open and bite.
Rachel's mom, Mary Bateman, who watches over the examination, says she's very comfortable with this approach. She came here after another orthodontist had recommended an expander. This is a piece of equipment that fits against the roof of the mouth and gradually makes the arch in the roof of the mouth wider. This would fix the crossbite.
So, I mean, I asked questions and I didn't jump on the professional saying, this has to be done in order for it to look this way.
The reason Mary questioned that advice is because she knows expanders are a bit controversial. In order to use them, you've got to start kids when they're young, when the bones are still soft and the roof of the mouth can stretch easily. William says a lot of orthodontists favor expanders. Some think there's an aesthetic advantage because a wider arch can help reveal more teeth, and the thought is that it leads to a prettier smile. But William's concern is long-term stability. He says what many people don't know is that teeth and arches have a tendency to go back to their original positions or shape.
In some cases, overexpansion of the upper arch in particular is not a stable position, which is going to make the teeth more prone to relapse.
Which means a patient should be prepared to wear a retainer indefinitely. Some people are willing to do this. They see orthodontics as a way to have perfect teeth and improved self-esteem.
I looked at our teeth today and they are beautiful.
That's mom Pamika Lee. She's brought her 15-year-old daughter in for a checkup. Her braces are about to come off, and she may even get a band attached to the backside of her teeth to hold them in place permanently. You see, the more changes orthodontists make in the mouth, by extracting teeth, widening the arch, or repositioning teeth, the greater the tendency that everything will shift back to its original place. Most of the relapse movement happens in the first 5 years after the braces come off. Pamika says they're willing to do what they need to maintain her daughter's new, beautiful smile. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.